Well, Jack, national attention has turned to Michigan now that the state holds the next GOP presidential primary. This means, of course, that the candidates are now turning their attention to the state as well. What are we starting to see?
Well, we're about to see a whole lot more of them, Zoe, primarily because of the surge of Rick Santorum, who won three primaries on one night a week ago. Romney won the main caucuses, but nobody paid much attention to that over the weekend. And suddenly, Michigan, which was seen as a shoo-in for Romney, is sort of a do-and-die contest for him, so there'll be a lot of action here.
In fact, a new poll is out, and it shows Santorum is leading Romney in the state. How accurate do you think that data is, at least right now?
Well, not very, Zoe. Some of these polls are based on a very small sample. One of them is based on a robo-calling sample, and people are still making up their minds. Most people don't pay a lot of attention until a week or 10 days before the primary, but these numbers are apt to sort of change and tighten up, and the more people pay attention, the more accurate they'll be.
And it's obvious the candidates are trying to sort of create their own message. Yesterday, we saw a op-ed written in the Detroit News by Mitt Romney. What did he have to say?
It's a very curious op-ed. I'm going to talk more about that at 1:30 today. He basically said that he's trying to defend his position as being against the bailout. He has to walk a fine line because most Republicans ideologically were against helping out the auto companies. However, in Michigan, of course, that was very popular and it turned out to be a success. So basically, he's claiming that it was a bad idea, but that the idea for the managed bankruptcy was his idea and Obama stole it. To me, the amusing thing is that he never mentions that the bailout, of course, was started by former President Bush, who gave the auto companies about $17 billion before he left office.
Right. One thing President Obama and then President Bush agreed on.
So that's right.
That's Romney's message. Are we hearing the other candidates start talking about the auto bailout?
Well, not so much and not yet, but the other candidates may be asked about it. Ron Paul's against it, but Ron Paul has libertarian principles. Since Romney was born in Detroit, and he starts off this piece by saying he was born in Detroit and he grew up drinking Verners and going to Tigers baseball games and he's a true Detroiter, there's more focus on him. Now, of course, the Democrats came out yesterday and denounced him as a traitor to the state, actually used those words. And so actually the attention on this is probably not good for Romney in the long run. It'll be interesting to see how it plays with Republican voters who tend to be more conservative in the short run.
And finally, President Obama unveiled his national budget on Monday, and some of the budget items will affect Michigan.
Well, they may and they may not. The problem is, Zoe, is that this budget is sort of dead on arrival in the sense that the Republican-controlled House of Representatives is unlikely to pass anything the president wants, especially if it makes him look good. It calls for defense cuts. Some people, including Senator Carl Levin, who's chair of the Armed Services Committee, think Michigan may not fare so badly because there are a lot of high-tech things here, like the TARDEC, that tank research center in Warren. But the real fear, Zoe, is that if they can't come, what people are sort of overlooking, if they can't come to a deficit reduction agreement, there's going to be a sort of a meat cleaver approach, and it could chop a whole lot more out of the budget because it just calls for these automatic, huge, draconian cuts. So I think it's something to be concerned about, but there's going to be a lot of back and forthing before any budget is adopted, if one is.
Jack, thanks so much as always.
Always a pleasure, Zoe.